Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's going to be Alec Boehm tonight. Rob Thompson was very clear about that when he spoke yesterday. Let's listen to Topper talking about Alec Boehm and more.
What is your sense of Boehm's current headspace, and do you still intend to play him tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, he's playing tomorrow. And I think he's in a good spot. He was just in there hitting in the cages and getting his work in. I'm not sure if he's going to hit on the field today or not. So, but, yeah, I think he's fine.
And will both Stott and Marsh sit tomorrow?
Oh, we'll see.
John, I was surprised that you...
I think he's in a good spot. I think he's fine. It's the playoffs. You're supposed to be better than fine. Well, you're supposed to be
John, fine
so
means...
excited to go play the most important baseball of your
are
life.
Are you ripping Alec Boehm because Rob Thompson's answer is he's fine?
No, I'm ripping Alec Boehm that he has not been fine. I'm ripping Alec Boehm that his mindset has been all over the place. I don't understand why he's been so focused on things other than, you know, being great at offensively.
And you really wouldn't play him tonight? You wouldn't play him?
No, I don't think I don't need that mindset in the dugout in postseason baseball. Really?
Yeah, I think you're going too
something
far.
Something went very wrong.
I think he's in a slump
in
and he was
RBI
frustrated.
Race.
He was in a slump and he was frustrated. And by the
but
way, he also was injured.
Was absurd.
My
that
only
was
concern
childish.
With
that was over the top. That was distracting.
Well,
you can't let it get to where it's detracting from what the other guys are trying to do. You know, if he's throwing fits and throwing helmets and you know, flipping out, that's not the way you want to conduct yourself.
Yeah,
and,
I don't like it either. But
I think he is so immature that that is the root of the problem here. And so immature that he wasn't playable in the postseason by his manager. Like,
well,
that's a big deal.
I'll say this. I think you're going a little too far, and here's why. So immature is a pretty big statement. Was there immaturity? Yes. Was that part of why he got benched in game two? Yes. I think the bigger factor was he just wasn't hitting well. And he also, by the way, I mean, my only concern really with Boehm, my only concern is if the injury in his hand lingers to the point where it affects his effectiveness. I mean, if he's healthy, he's in the lineup for me against a left-handed pitcher. I don't even think twice. He's my third baseman.
It's affecting the way that he's played. There's no doubt about it. Like, trying to get to 100 RBI somehow, like, short-circuited Alec Boehm.
Well, I don't think it's as simple as that. Let's get to a couple.
Well, of course it's not. There's a lot that goes into it. We don't know why or how. We know that he is not of the mindset that I want my third baseman to be in for playoff baseball. And I don't want that bleeding over to anyone else. I don't want anyone else taking that vibe.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we'll see where people stand on the Boehm thing. I mean, he's going to be in there tonight. Do you like it or not? 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, first question. If you had to choose one of these tonight to use in a big spot, which lefty would you prefer Rob Thompson use? Is it A, Alvarado, or B, Strom? I mean, this wouldn't even been a... Look, this wouldn't have been a question... You know, 2 years ago, because Alvarado was your guy. I don't think Strom was here, but you get my point. Alvarado was the dude. And then at a certain point, Strom passed him, clearly. But then the problem is, you know, Strom is 0-2 so far in the playoffs. I mean, he is a definitive 0-2. So now that it's game three, and Strom's had rest. I mean, he was off yesterday. Alvarado's had rest. He's been off for a week and a half, other than that, you know, simulated game that they played or whatever that game's called that they played.
That worries me so much.
Well, that's a factor
what
also.
What does he even look like? right now. We've seen Jose Alvarado up there on the mound completely unable to throw a strike at times, and I'm so worried that we get to that spot. He gets into a dirty inning, and it's ugh.
That's why he became a Philly in the first place. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays would never have let him go if he could throw a strike. Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy with an arm like that, I mean, he's got one of the best arms I've ever seen a Phillies pitcher have. He really does. But he's wild with it. All right, Alvarado or Strom, who do you go to tonight if you get to pick one in a big spot? Second poll question, how does this whole thing play out? Four choices. Phillies in four, Phils in five, Mets in four, Mets in five. Who wins? What length of the series? Let us know. 215-592-9494. Speaking of game four, what Rob Thompson said about it yesterday, looking ahead to game four, we'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's talk to Greg in Elkins Park. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. I'm going to game four, and I just want to review some of the rules. I'll be in the front row of left field.
Okay.
So I don't want to be that Cubs fan from, you know, way back. Make sure I'm reaching for the right balls and hope restricting for other balls. So as a visiting fan, same rules apply. I'm trying to get anything that's close that the Phillies hit, correct?
Well, yes, but not entirely. So the first objective for a fan in the stands is to make sure you never cause your team to have an out that it may not have because you reach over and they deem that you did a naughty deed. So it's a very fine line between I'm trying to steal one from my club, but I'm also trying not to become public enemy number one in my hometown.
If the left fielder has no chance of catching it, and I make a clean catch, and Casty, you know, comes up like 2 feet short, I need to get that.
Wow. Right?
See, that now you're right in the zone where it gets problematic. 2 feet short is the problem. I don't know what to tell you. Like, Greg, you know what's amazing, man? I mean, I know you're joking a bit, but, like, the difference between Jeffrey Mayer in New York, who grabbed the ball in 96, and the poor Cubs guy in 98, I mean, Jeffrey Mayer did something that, I mean, he just absolutely was not supposed to do.
Well, he went into the field to play.
But he became a hero.
No, it was a hero, it went the other way because it was a home run for his
team. It's astounding. So my point, Greg, is all I can tell you, man, is as they say in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade, choose wisely. That's all I can tell you, man. If you put those hands out there, just be smart about
it. Just get on Brandon Nimmo, be yelling at him, yell at all those guys, get in their heads.
Right.
I would say that.
Maybe the accidental beard drop, not the intentional beard drop.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
The accidental one.
Okay, that helps. That helps. Thanks. My entire team sucks. I'll be yelling at him.
All right, Greg, give me a great answer for who or what makes you think of the 80s.
I am, in addition to diehard Phillies fan, I am a Greg the Niners fan and Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's a big answer, man. The 4-for-4 in Super Bowls and obviously the best quarterback of that decade. A decade that had great quarterbacks. I mean, you had Montana, you had Marino, you had Elway. They were the big three. But, you know, you had others that were really good as well. But Montana, in the end, obviously shined brightest with the four titles, no question. 215-592-9494. You know who passed away last week, and we didn't touch on it because we were so into the Eagles and the Phils and all that. And he had a role in the 80s, but it was more the 70s and like the 90s early.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2000s you think of with him. John Amos passed away last week.
Yeah.
And he had he had four tremendous roles. I don't remember a fifth. I know there was. I don't know what would be five. But the four big ones, and man, are they very diverse roles. The father in Good Times, Roots, Coming to America and the West Wing.
Oh, and Die Hard 2, man. Forgot Die Hard 2.
And Die Hard 2. You're right. And that would probably be early 90s, I think.
Die Hard 2 was like 91-ish, yeah. So 92 maybe.
Maybe he just sat out the 80s. John Amos, not a good answer. For quintessential 80s, you're right. Die Hard 2 is another one. He was good. You know, he was also, John, I don't know if you know this. Do you know that he played for Hank Stram? Got cut by Hank Stram in a training camp one year?
No way.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He got cut. He played for the camp before Good Times. He was a Kansas City Chiefs in a training camp, and John Amos got cut. But anyway, I just wanted to mention he was a heck of an actor and just a strong presence on TV. Very strong, commanding figure as an actor. Let's go to the phones. 215.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people point this out, but losing, you know, James Earl Jones and John Amos within like two, three weeks of each other, of course, King Joffrey Joffer and Cleo McDowell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, look out, man. Look out.
Yeah.
Where's the actress? Rhea, where's the actress for Coming to America? Where'd she go?
Great question.
Wow. Did she ever star in anything else?
I got nothing.
No idea.
That, you know, that happens a lot.
It does.
You wonder if it's them or they just, you know, didn't have the right.
Sad thing has happened to a lot of women in that era of movies. Like, there just weren't as many roles. There were worse situations. It just is what it is. Like, it happens to a lot more to women from that era than to men.
Wow. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Rob Thompson talking about Game 4 because, you know, when they do these media availabilities like they do yesterday, obviously the focus is primarily on the next game. But it's a worthy question. What about Ranger in Game 4? And I was a little surprised how definitive Rob Thompson was with this answer for one reason in particular. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday.
Is Ranger definitely your Game 4 starter, or is there a chance, depending on how that goes, that Wheeler could come back Game 4?
No, Ranger will pitch Game 4.
All right, so he was just, boom.
Yeah.
Now, there's two things about it that surprised me a little bit. One,
I don't find that surprising at all.
Well, two things. One, you could be in a 2-1 hole, so he's trying to dissuade the possibility that if I am, I change course. So he's saying, even if I'm in a 2-1 hole, Ranger's my guy. The other thing is, you just never know, and maybe it just is understood, doesn't have to be said, but if you get into one of those crazy long games tonight, you know, not inconceivable Ranger gets in there. I mean, that, now again, that'd be an extra inning game, and now you're in the 11th inning, you need a guy to just go out there and, you know, give you innings. And let's remember, guys, in the postseason, it is not the regular season rules where a guy starts on second base. I mean, we've all grown accustomed to the 16, 17, 18-inning games no longer happening in baseball, but it can in the postseason because, you know, you're back to the normal rules where no one starts.
It's so bizarre, isn't it?
It's a strange.
Because we were talking about it at the game on Sunday, and I'm going, I don't know. I don't think they do it in the postseason because it's just, you just.
Right. It's like when football have different overtime rules.
Yeah, they change overtime rules for the postseason. Yeah. They still do have different overtime rules for the postseason, I believe.
I think you get that third possession.
You get the third possession, exactly.
If both teams have scored a touchdown, I think
hockey does. Hockey has different overtime rules.
Yeah.
I mean, most sports. It's not that. It's not a weird thing, actually.
It's just rewiring your brain to go, oh, yeah, they're not doing that
this
game.
That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, John, good news yesterday as the report came out that A.J. Brown and Devontae look like they're on track for Sunday. Boy, is it fortunate for the Eagles to play the Cleveland Browns.
It feels like it's been the whole season we've been waiting for A.J. because it has been almost the whole season.
Yeah.
It was like one game.
I think it was one game.
It was one game, and then he got hurt in practice that following week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
It changes a lot. He, like you said, the best player on this offense, maybe the best player on this team coming back, and Devontae, who is incredibly
the fourth or fifth best player on the team. Yeah. Lane Johnson potentially back, also like the fifth best. You know, I mean,
it's exciting to think about how different the team's going to look, how improved they'll look just by being out there and healthier.
Did you guys see the line?
All right, let me take a guess. Eagles, Browns. So the Eagles haven't played well. The Browns might be the worst team in football, and their quarterback is a disaster.
The Browns have a lot of talent, but they just severely underperform.
All right, James, the way you said it makes me think that it's bigger than it should be. I think it to me, the line I feel with the Eagles, the way they've been, is like Eagles by 6, but I think you're going to say it's like Eagles by 9.
Good job by you, 8.5. You read me perfectly. The Eagles are an 8.5-point favorite.
Hard to imagine the way the Eagles have played that they should be an 8.5 favorite against anyone.
But they lose to Deshaun Watson.
I know, Ray.
The Browns have been that bad. The Browns have been awful. Like that's what worries me. They've been so bad, it feels like it can't be that way. It can't continue the way it's been.
Well,
like,
I mean,
a month after a month,
yeah,
they have to fix the way
Here's
it's been.
Here's the weird thing about the Deshaun Watson thing. He was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really, really, really good. Was he top three? No. Was he a definitive top seven or eight quarterback in pro football? Absolutely.
Yeah,
he was. I mean, I remember that game he played against Nick Foles in 2018. I think it was Foles' final home game ever. You know, the Eagles won that game and then won the following week and made the playoffs again, you know, with Foles doing some dramatic stuff down the stretch before the Bears game, obviously, before ultimately the loss of the Saints in 2018 playoffs. But, like, he was amazing in that game. I mean, part of the way I know is I watched with my own eyes, and you go back and look at the box score, it was tons of points. I mean, part of why Foles was the hero is because he outslung freaking Watson. It was incredible that day. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, we'll see what he's got coming up on Sunday. But I'll tell you this. The standard for the Eagles season is not to beat the Cleveland Browns. The standard is to look a lot better. You know, to look a lot better. I mean, let me put it this way. This is the kind of game where it'll irritate me if the Eagles get another excuse me win, John. You know what I mean? I mean, James, say it's a point spread.
We better not have an excuse me win. Right. After reevaluating everything, you had a month. You told us you were stepping away. You were going to dig in. You were so excited about the self-scout, the evaluation. It better be different.
John, I heard a thing.
It better be better. We better see the things you told us we were going to see at the beginning of the season, like Jalen, more under center.
Totally.
Jalen, more play action. Jalen dropping back and trusting the pocket and looking downfield rather than breaking it and hustling to the sideline.
If you don't see those things, will you be concerned?
Very
because those
so.
Are the kind of things that,
very
like, I don't expect
so.
To see him under center. I don't expect it. I don't think that's going to happen, like, personally.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. You know, here's a fact about the Eagles that when I heard it the other day, it surprised me. But it makes sense given how many, excuse me, wins they've had in, you know, the last year and start of this year. They haven't won a game by more than two touchdowns since the NFC Championship game against the Niners.
You just can't win decisively when you give the ball away.
Well, that's true, too.
And that's been the trend.
Yeah.
That's the root of the problem here. Jalen, it's night and day. Jekyll and Hyde in terms of him turning the ball over.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.